East Anchorage weekly Rotarian meeting. Would you please stand and be led in the pledge by Andrew Rummerdahl.
Fellow Rotarians, please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
Connor, would you like to come up here and use the mic for your inspiration today? For today, I just wanted to recite my favorite poem from when I was younger. I thought that it really had a lot to do with the way Rotarians are and the way we choose to live our lives. And the poem that I wanted to recite was The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost, which I'm sure everybody in here has heard and learned when you were young. So I had to take a look at it again because I had memorized it when I was younger. But it goes like this. Two roads diverged in yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step, had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Thank you. Please be seated. Did everyone enjoy summer last week? It was great, wasn't it? Yeah. Maybe next year. I'd like to thank our greeters today, Andrew Rummerdahl, Steve Rader, and Jerry Winchester, who stood in for a while. And now to introduce our visiting Rotarians and guests, Amy, please.
Please join me in welcoming Betty Cronin, Classification CPA.
And where's she from?
She's from International.
International. Okay. Is that it, Amy? Just one?
That's it.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce our head table. On my far right is Marjorie Pogus. Next to Marjorie is Andrew Rummerdahl. On my immediate left is Gabrielle, who's going to introduce our guest speaker today, Wesley. And on our far, far left is one of our newer members, Steve Rader. So please give the head table a warm welcome. Diane Louise.
Gosh, you're quick today. All right. Whew. Gosh, I don't know what the song is today. Anybody have any requests?
Good old summertime.
In the good old summertime. I'll let someone else finish it.
Not me. Top of the day, folks. Husband, Kev, fellow Rotarians, guest, my name is Kevin Curtis, and it's my pleasure to have a community service announcement for the Wasilla Sunrise Rotary Club. They have a raffle going, Gallons for Rotary. They're $5 each. The drawing will be at the 4th of July barbecue for Rotary Club. I have them here. Please see me at the end of the meeting. But most important, sir, how much do they win? $2,500 worth of Crowley fuel, perfect for the summer. Second place, $500, and third, $300. See me at the end of the meeting. Most important, have a great day.
Does Crowley sell 100 low lead? Wow, 100 low lead to put in my helicopter.
Good afternoon, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. I'm Rochelle Edlin. And I have an announcement about our changing of the guard, which is going to be June 24th at the Captain Cook. One of the things we didn't announce last week is we are validating parking for a couple of hours there, so I want everybody to know if you park in the garage, we will validate that. We're also going to have a special house white and red wine at $5 and beer for $3. The theme is Hawaiian, so I think you should come dressed up. I'd like to see all the ladies ladies dress up in those hula skirts. I'd like to see the guys in their Hawaiian shirts. It should be fun. Summer's not over, President Jeff. I have faith.
Thank you.
So, and it's going to be Hawaiian food with a couple of exceptions for President Jeff. So you'll have to be surprised about that. But I hope to see you there. It's $25 each. You don't attend your lunch that day, so you come to the meeting. And we would just really like to have everybody show up, okay? Sign up on the sign-up sheets, please.
Michelle throws a fun party. And Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. I have one happy dollar because this week has been really sunny. I have been having a lot of fun. And two weeks ago, some Rotarians saw me jump on the Cleos Lake. The water was cold. I remember that. And I jumped yesterday again. It was fun again. It was so fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's officially afternoon, though, Jimmy. Yes, Diana.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, my name is Diana Strzok, and I want to again thank Eleanor, Thelma, and Carolyn for their furniture donations for the family from Thailand. We were very happy to get them. And I want to thank Abdullah for inviting the family over for dinner last night. They had a wonderful time. So thank you all for your support. And if anyone has, let's see, they now need a bookcase. And anybody has a spare computer and a vacuum cleaner. So thank you. And then I'm going to be working with Diane Louise next year, organizing the teams, the monthly teams. And every year we reassign team captains and co-captains. And if you're interested in being a team captain or a co-captain, please see me. It's a great way to get involved in Rotary and find out how things work. And get opportunities to meet your fellow team members in a different way. So see me today, otherwise you might get assigned. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Diana. And Joyful Hearts here? Yeah, boy, isn't it great seeing these tans. We've been out playing. Joyful Hearts, anything you want to share? Going to keep all your secrets. All right. Oh, good. Bobby.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Bobby Olson, and I have a happy $5 because my friend for over 30 years is here visiting us. He is a longtime former member of Anchorage East until he moved to Paradise, and he is in Anchorage, out of Anchorage often, but this is one time he's able to come see some friends from long ago. Please welcome back Mike Poling.
Welcome back, Mike. Yes.
President Jeff, I have a happy dollar because thanks to the miracle of time, multiplexing, and frequency multiplexing, my cell phone today said 3G for the first time ever.
What's a 3G?
Those in the know, no. It means it's faster.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Gail Knapper, and I'm very pleased to introduce you to my guest today. This is Ann Lovejoy. She is the principal of Creative Intermedia, a organizational and strategic consulting organization, and she is a former Rotarian from Hartford, Connecticut.
Ah. Welcome. Are you looking for a club? We're more fun than any other. Absolutely. Mike.
Thank you. I've got a happy $20. I can't tell you how nice it is to be back and see so many friendly faces. Even before I got here, I turned on the radio, and there's Rick Goodfellow, KLEF, and I know I'm home. It means so much. I've been gone, I think, almost 4 years now, and I've been back and forth a lot, but it's just a pleasure to be back and see everybody, and I hope we have time to, as they say in Maui, talk story afterwards. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for the $20 to Anchorage East. Any other Rotarians, guests, joyful hearts? Gosh, it must be a really good tasting lunch today. Everybody is into their meal. Yeah. RC, we need to talk. You want to stand up? Okay, everybody, this is RC, you need to stand up.
Yeah, you do.
I have been threatening you for a number of actual months. Okay, how many of you have seen RC on television? There are a lot of hands raised. Yep, wipe that brow. There you go. Okay, now this is the thing. What's RC up to? He is. He's disrobing. Now, okay, he's got out $30 on it. No, that's just the beginning, I'm thinking. But now, here we go. We've got something to happen here. How much would any of you pay to see him put this one on? You know, that's probably going to happen. What do you think? Would you like to see RC put on an Anchorage East Rotary shirt? You bet. There you go, RC. Here we go. All right. Here, Heather, you want to help him? Here we go. All right. Well-dressed man. All right. Thank you, RC. Okay. Now, there must be some real joyful hearts in the room now, huh? Okay. Good. Yes.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, we have a guest at our table today. I think it's actually David Cottrell's guest and a proposed member. Please welcome Michelle Drew. She's a CPA with McCunda Cottrell.
And welcome. Have I missed any announcements or joyful hearts that you'd like to share?
Hi, see John Dyson. It's his final fine free day.
Yes. And don't believe President Jeff's summer is not over. We're just taking a break to water the field so it can stay green for the season. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is John Dyson. I'm the general manager of the Anchorage Glacier Pilots baseball team, and we are a little more than a week away from opening day. A week from Monday night is opening night. Please come out as much as you can during the summer and support some good local baseball from some of the best college players in the country. Some big events. I know we've been talking about the raffle that we're going to have. It's this upcoming Sunday, May 31st at 4 p.m. out at the Kincaid Chalet. We do have some tickets left. Good news for those that have bought tickets or want to still buy tickets. We probably will not sell all 350, although we will do all the payouts. So your odds of winning have just gone up. If you do want tickets, they are $100. They include the dinner at the banquet and also two general admission season passes. So it's a pretty good deal. If you want any last-minute raffle tickets, let me or Rena know, and we will get you taken care of. Also, our kids camps that we'd like to promote are free to all youth. Those are coming up June 15th to the 19th down at the stadium. There are some sign-up sheets on your table or the registrations. And thanks to our very generous sponsors, Olunik, Baron Raven Theater, First National Bank Alaska,
Alaska, Right Way, even Stevens HVAC and Taco Bell. These camps are provided free to all kids. They'll get instruction from our players and coaches. It's a great opportunity down there to learn from some of these guys and to become lifelong fans. So the season is coming up June 8th, opening day, and we are looking forward to having as many of you down there as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. We also want to do an auction for two general admission season passes to go to Jimmy's West Coast trip. So if we can
call,
do that.
Auctioneer extraordinaire. So it's two season tickets to the Glacier Pilots. Give me a $50 bid right now. $50 bid right now goes to Jimmy. $50 bid for two of them. RC, I'll not look your way. $50 bid for two season tickets. Right there, Mary Rolfing, 50. Now 60, 60, 50. I got 50 for Mary. Anybody get over 60? 50 is a bid. 60. I want to thank you. 60, now 70. 60, now 70 for Jimmy. 60, now 70. 60 is a bid right here going once. 70, thank you very much. New bidder in the back. 70 now, 80. 70 now, 80. 70 now, 80. She's in at 70. 70, are we done? Going once, twice. Suzanne, you got tickets. Sold right there. Paul? Tomorrow night for Jimmy. RC, have they won a game yet? Okay. There is free pizza, as I recall. There is free pizza on the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah, especially during the game. Two VIP tickets for tomorrow night. $50 for the Wild. $50 right now. Proceeds going to Jimmy. $50 right now. $50 for two tickets to the Wild tomorrow night. Give me 40. $40 bid right now. $40 bid right now. Proceeds go to Jimmy. 40, Mary. Thank you. 50, Greg. 50. 50 now 60. 50 now 60. 50 is a bid looking for $60. 50 is a bid VIP on the sidelines. $50. Greg's going to go. Going once, twice. Sold it right there. Greg Solomon.
Colin, while you're on a roll.
Okay. No fine button for June. Now, you all agree, John Dyson got a tremendous value for this. So let's start at $100 for the month of June for the no fine button. $100. $100. Who's going to give me a $100 bid right now? $100. Opening bid, Mr. Goodfellow. By the way, that was a very nice plug you got from him. Just like, just stand up. And... oh, I didn't know what happened. $100 now, $125. One now, $125. One now, $125. $100 is a bid right there looking for $125. You're going to steal it for $100. $100 is a bid looking for $125. $100 looking for $125. Thank you now, one and a half. $125 from Heather. Oh, God. You better go one and a half. Thank you. One and a half. One and a half now, $175. Let's see how much you want to talk. One and a half now, $175. One and a half now, $175. Sold. No. I'm just seeing if you're listening. One and a half is a bid right there for Mr. Goodfellow going once. $175. Shoot back in. I think we can take up a collection. We'll help you out. $175 now, too. What do you say? $175. $200. He's back in at two. Hey, it's an auction. Don't get disappointed. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you're in second. You can have the no fine button. Right now, you give me $225. What do you say? $225. Raise your hand. Your soul is willing to flesh this week, but it shall overcome. Raise your hand right now. We want to see you at $225. $225, $225, $225, $225. Now, you should bid $225 just for sticking your tongue out at him. That's not fair to anybody. $200 bid right there going, what? $225, she's back in.
Wow.
Will you, sir, go two and a half? Or anybody in the room, actually. It's still open. $225, two and a half. $225, two. He's not going to be here the whole month to stand up and say good things about your radio station. You know that.
The memory will linger.
$225, once, twice. Sold it right there. Heather Flynn, $225.
Heather, what are you going to talk about?
Now, I'm not particularly a mean-spirited person, but I just can't help but notice Mr. Dyson's wonderful shirt that says Glacier Pilots Baseball, but unfortunately, he doesn't have a no-fine button anymore. Oh, I'm sure he'll let you go.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah. Just a couple of other things. We have a guest over here that we need to introduce.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. I'm Eleanor Andrews, and I'm pleased to introduce Liz Posey, who is the president of the Anchorage Urban League Young Professionals.
Thank you, and also one more announcement.
Yes, sorry I didn't make this before, but related to our Bhutanese family, I think we've told you before there's a boy who's 12 and a girl who's 8, and it would be wonderful if the families in our club that with children would like to maybe do something during the summer with them, but I don't know who of you have children in those age ranges, but if you would let Diana or me know, maybe we can arrange something for you to get to meet them. Thank you.
The boy is 12 and the girl is 8, and the boy speaks English, and we think the girl understands English, but she hasn't started speaking yet.
Good.
And RC, that shirt for $30 is only on loan. If you want to keep that shirt, it'll cost you a lot more, and you'll need to talk with Harold Foley.
Thank you, Diane. Just to let everyone know, we received the special recognition for our contribution to Polio Plus at the district conference. So if anyone would like to come up and touch this later, you may. Bobby Olson, would you come up here quickly? Bobby Olson, some of you may or may not know, is our Sunshine Committee. This means that whenever you're down or celebrate something, that card that comes in the mail is from Bobby, not to mention all the other things she does for the club. So seeing that she is such a worthwhile Rotarian, she gets the great Jeff Thone sweatshirt with a Rotary symbol on it. Kevin Curtis. Let's let some of these people get to know their fellow Rotarians just a little bit better.
No scars.
Here's something a little
top of the day, folks. I have some outstanding news for you. Due to a lack of interest, we're not doing the scars. Show me the scars. I even have better news. This is the last game of the year. Yay! Okay, put your thinking caps on. Do you remember Roland and Martin's laugh-in? Okay, they had a skit that was called That Was the Week That Was. Our skit is That Was the Year That Was. And Banner Red is going to ask a question. And if you get the right answer by raising your hand and being pointed out, you will get motivated. We have a ticket for each one with the correct answer to the Get Motivated Business Seminar Sullivan Arena Tuesday, June 9th. If you miss it, you get two tickets. Okay, I'm lying. All right, the first question. Jeff, do you have your answer sheet with you? Man, good help is so hard to find. All right, the first question.
The first question is, who was the first new member for this Rotary year? Raise your hand.
Anybody. Anybody at all.
Oh. Kathleen? Michael? No.
Wrong. Nice try. Sorry, Mike. Even the person who was the first member could guess if they could think back.
That person is really close to Kevin right now. Does that help?
It's very close to Kevin.
No.
No. Anybody else?
Oh, Barry.
I heard a Barry. Barry, do you remember the date of your induction?
July.
Okay, that's the month. Let's try a little closer.
23rd?
23rd, the man is correct. All right, question two.
Who were the last new members?
The last two.
It doesn't say two. Who were the last new members?
Okay, hold it. We have a...
Jennifer Davis.
Correct. And? Who else? Roz. Very good.
Michael.
What is
is the monthly theme for May.
Bobby Olson.
Bobby Olson, congratulations. What knowledge. And the theme is?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Kind of like this quiz. Going downhill fast. Next question.
What do the letters for RYLA stand for? R-Y-L-A. Rotary, youth, leadership, activities.
Rotary Youth Leadership Awards.
Yes. Did you know that, Jimmy? I know you did because you're working with the program, correct? On the district level. Aren't you working the program?
At one point I was.
Yes. Okay, next question.
What does GSE stand for and where is this year's team from?
Group Study Extravaganza.
It's so hard to get good help.
Group Study Exchange Team from Seoul, Korea.
Very good.
You are, yeah. And the next question.
AER members presented programs on travel to what two countries?
No, you missed it before.
Thailand and Nepal.
And who did them?
I did it.
How do you pronounce that?
Next question.
Bridget Bashu and Jody represented what city department?
Right here. Andrew?
The fire department
is correct.
Vocational Service Month is when?
Vocational
Service Month.
October.
October is the correct answer. Not quick enough, Billy.
What new member works for Providence Alaska Foundation?
Brought in this year.
He's very tall. Where is he?
Oh. Sounds like first syllable.
Who said that? Yes.
Woo!
Will Coleman.
Is he here today?
No, he's not.
No, he is not. So I can't embarrass him by having him stand up. Next question.
I think everybody should shout this answer out. Our youth exchange student, Jimmy Cardoso, is from what country?
Now who wins?
Jimmy! Congratulations, young man. What country are you from?
I don't know.
You don't know? Give me that back. And the last?
At least? Two more.
Oh, two more, I'm sorry.
What month do the past presidents host our meetings?
February.
Took you a while to get it out.
Thanks for the help.
You really need that. Last and least.
Elsie Huggins presented a great tour of the...
Billy, congratulations. Right. You win.
Very good.
Okay. Did everybody get that? Tour of the Botanical Garden. Thank you very much for playing this year. Folks, have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Can I be
done? Thank you,
Vanna
Webb. And now, without any further ado, our program today will be introduced by Gabrielle, who's an engineering student at the University of Alaska.
Hello, thanks. My name is Gabrielle St. Pierre. I'm the Vice President of Engineers Without Borders Student Chapter here at the University in Anchorage. We are here to present to you our project. It's a construction project on a water system for an orphanage in Africa. I'm proud to present to you our club president, Wesley Phelps. He is currently a junior in civil engineering at the university, and also he works for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Engineers Without Borders USA is a nonprofit organization established in 2000 to partner with developing communities worldwide in order to improve their quality of life. It has grown from 18 members in 2001 to more than 12,000 members today. EWB USA helps create a more stable and prosperous world by addressing people's basic human needs by improving necessities such as clean water, power, sanitation, and education. EWB USA's strength comes from the 300 vibrant and dedicated professional chapters, including university student chapters in 180 campuses. Because of the strong university presence, EWB USA is a catalyst for a new movement to educate the next generation of socially conscious engineers, deeply aware of the needs of the rest of the world. EWB USA has touched the lives of more than 1 million people. It expects to impact 2 million more in the next 4 years. EWB USA's vision is a world where all people have access to adequate sanitation, safe drinking water, and the resources to meet their engineering and economic needs. Our UAA student chapter of EWB USA was established in 2006, and we currently have 17 student members. We are planning to implement a project named Rima Grace Orphanage, located in Tiko, Cameroon, which is in Southwest Africa. Today's presentation will show the details of the plan and program of the project that has been undertaken by our club to improve the life and living conditions in the orphanage. Initially, we would like to complete a Phase 1 site assessment to formalize the needed sanitation, clean and safe water, and kitchen facilities for the orphanage. Because of the long-standing relationship between EWB and Rotary Clubs, the UAA student chapter is approaching the Rotary Club of Anchorage for the contribution of $10,000 or more to accomplish the required tasks. Thank you very much for your consideration, and hope you enjoy the presentation.
Well, good afternoon, Rotarians. Thank you for having us. Can't hear me, huh? I'm gonna pass this computer off while I'm at it. Set up the slides. So, as Gabriella told you, my name is Wesley Phelps. I'm the president of this student chapter of Engineers Without Borders. And what we're doing is we're planning a trip to Tiko, Cameroon. Well, two trips, really. One's going to be in August to conduct a survey, and one is going to be in a year to do some construction of a water facility for an orphanage that supports close to 100 students. I wanted to tell you a little bit about how I wound up here today and the connection that we have to Rotary. There's a man that we were introduced to earlier in the year, whom some of you may know. His name is Arvin Fukan. He's a very inspiring fella. He, first of all, he's tremendously bright. I believe he graduated university when he was 14. Went on to study in London and Canada. And then was one of the lead head engineers on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline because of his expertise in permafrost. After he finished working on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, he taught at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks and Anchorage for a combined 15 or 20 years before he retired and became very, very involved in Rotary, which he's been doing Rotarian business and humanitarian efforts for, I think, close to 20 years now. How many people in this room know Arvin? And I think you... Exactly. Meeting him, working with him has been incredible for everybody involved. He's not only really bright, he's incredibly motivated and just a joy to be around. What he did was he really introduced a lot of us to Rotary and what your goals are and what you've done. And that's been a very interesting process. I think one of the strongest aspects of Rotary is your organization, which you've developed over, I think, close to 100 years. 1912 was the first Rotarian meeting in Chicago. And what he said is that Rotary and Engineers Without Borders are essentially trying to accomplish the same goals. There's a slight different priority change. Rotary is looking to eradicate polio as your primary goal, and your secondary goal would be bringing clean water to disadvantaged communities around the world. That's where we come in. We're students, and this was an endeavor started in Colorado to give university students the opportunity to practically apply what we're learning academically in school, which appeals to me. I'm very much a hands-on learner, and I've found that a lot of the people that have joined this group work likewise in terms of how they learn. Dr. Fukan went from Rotary to the national level of Engineers Without Borders to help them organize. And his help has been really valuable nationwide because Engineers Without Borders has turned out to be tremendously popular. The number of members and chapters has exploded and really blossomed across the country. And what happened was there were an awful lot of professionals who were like, well, this is a great idea. Where's the opportunity for professionals in addition to students? So there's also a professional group of, well, number of groups across the country that are doing similar projects around the world. At this point, I'd like to introduce some of the people that came with me here today. Of course, you got to hear from Gabriella, who's our vice president and a serious workhorse. I don't know how we can get things done without her. We also have Sean Takic, who's a student. He's a senior in the engineering program at the University of Alaska. And we have Dr. Uptal Dutta, who is our faculty advisor. And we also have John Pepe, who is a professional engineer here in Anchorage and the president of the professional chapter here for South Central Alaska. John is conducting a number of projects simultaneously, both professionally and with EWB, and he's been an incredible mentor to our group, and there again, we couldn't do what we did without his help. So the project we're doing specifically is it's going to be in Tiko, Cameroon, and it's an orphanage that supports about 100 students, and they're in sort of dire straits right now. They're very limited in terms of the clean water that they have and then also the sewer facilities. We've had a representative travel from another city in Tiko to do a baseline assessment of what's going on there, and now it's time for us to go in August and conduct a proper survey. So what we're hoping to do is to raise the money for this survey, and then we're going to return, share that information, come up with a design that works for the people in that area. On the slide overhead, you'll see, of course, what it is that our goal is and some of the main facets of our projects, which involve partnership and international responsibility, which means taking a perspective outside of that which we have been exposed to traditionally and to try and implement, bring that knowledge home and implement it here. So we are a not-for-profit organization. We're only about 9 years old, and what we're hoping to do is to work in partnership. That is at the heart of what we do. There's no way we could accomplish our goals alone, but it is by learning to work with other people that we're going to really make big things happen. I think Rotary is a great example of how working together really leverages your resources. We're also looking to bring to people their basic human needs, so water and sewer immediately becomes appropriate. This is probably the largest advancement in public health that's been made in history, and it's still lacking in areas around the world, and it doesn't need to be. By working together, we're going to be able to fix this. And I think Rotary, as soon as polio has been accomplished, your goals with regard to that, water is going to be the next big thing. It's going to be huge. It's going to make a real difference in a lot of people's lives. The other thing I've noticed about Rotary is that its origins lie in business, and frequently business can't happen, money can't be made, progress can't be made if you don't have clean water and sewer. The reason, because a lack of those two things prevents people from gaining an education. It prevents people from getting up and doing more, basically. You're always trying to keep up as opposed to getting ahead. And so this is where the real advantage that will be reached in people's lives around the world. Gabby already told you we have 300 chapters across the country and 180 different campuses. And also, because of our strong university presence, we're in a position to do things that other people are not. And that's been a really remarkable part of this experience. The number one thing we have is access. We can tell almost anyone that we're university students and get right in, which it takes a little while to realize the power that you have. But once you have it and you try and apply it, you can really make great strides. And so we are, in ways, able to do things that even professionals can't by virtue of our position. Of course, hopefully, our time here is limited. At any rate, we need to do as much as we can while we have this opportunity. And so we also have affected the lives of over 1 million people already, and I think that the rate of change in people's lives is going to increase with time, with the blossoming of the various chapters, and then the support and the knowledge that the international community and the public has of what we're trying to do. Support is coming up quickly, and so our results are going to rise likewise. We have, of course, a vision where all people have access to adequate sanitation and drinking water and the resources to meet their needs. This is what I was talking about earlier. Not just their needs, but also their needs are met to the point that they can move ahead. Their needs are met and then a little bit more so that they can do something with that. We, as I mentioned earlier, partnership is at the heart of what we do. The survey we're hoping to conduct in August, for example, contains three different parts. The first part is going to be a traditional physical survey that's going to tell us where the water table is, the quality of that water, and how long, how far we'd have to carry it to the consumers of that water. But the other two parts of the survey are maybe more significant. One is a shareholder survey, where all people who have a vested interest in this project get a seat at the table and get to be heard. And then the third part is a community health assessment. We're going to use that as a baseline to figure out if we've been successful in our goals or not. So we're going to conduct components of this survey both before and after the project in order to document the effect that we've had. We are hoping, of course, to deliver infrastructure, but perhaps even more importantly, and this comes hand in hand with the fact that we're students, is the transfer of knowledge. Maybe less so from us to the people in the community we're traveling to as much as from the people in the community to us to travel home with that. A lot of what we deal with is called appropriate infrastructure. In other words, you could give somebody a computer, but if they don't have electricity, they're not going to do very much with it. If you give people an electric water pump and there isn't electricity available in that area, they're not going to have water either. So what we're going to be looking for are ways to use new technology in traditional fashions. We, of course, are hoping to improve the quality of life in disadvantaged communities, especially the children in these orphanages. We're hoping to develop an understanding and an appreciation for the problems faced by other and well-developing countries and communities. A part of this is going to be contacting and convincing donors that our support, that supporting us is worth their effort. And we're hoping we're going to be able to do that with you today. Our experience with Rotary thus far has been very, very good, and we're so impressed with what you can do. So this is our student group right now. A lot of us have gone off to the four corners of Alaska for work in the summer, but a number of us have stayed in the city, and we're working probably double time this summer, which has been, it's been interesting to see who's highly motivated and coming in after the school year ends, because that really shows you who's here to get a degree and who's in here to get a life. Most of these people are, this is more than a career or a job, it's a vocation, and this involvement in this group is indicative of that. We all have talks of living and working in Alaska, and we're hoping to use this experience as our one chance outside the state. So, well, if you understand the importance of that. There's three separate Engineers Without Borders groups that it's important to understand the difference between. There's a national organization based in Colorado. That's Engineers Without Borders USA. They provide for us administration, especially in financial, but also in technical matters. So they're our oversight group. They make sure we don't fall into deep holes and improve upon our plans that we submit to them. They also, part of their financial oversight is to provide with us not-for-profit status that has a number of advantages. And they also have more of a longevity than any student involved really should have. Them being established since 2000, they've got 9 years of experience, and there shouldn't be any students that have been involved that long. So they're going to carry the knowledge forward for many years to come. They have over 12,000 members and 300 chapters. Now, we also have a university chapter, which is who I'm here to represent, and we are directly affiliated with the university. We're made up entirely of students with a faculty advisor and at least two major professional advisors. We gain tax-exempt status from the national chapter, and we conduct the actual projects. We focus, of course, on learning and learning processes as students. Now, this may distinguish us from the professional chapter to an extent, and that's who John Pepe is here. He's here to help us, which is what he's always seeming to be doing. But it's made up of professionals, and they are more focused on really getting things done. They've already been through the learning process time and time again. But they have another project that they're conducting this summer in Africa as well. And it sounds as though there will be some overlap. They'll be returning just as we're leaving to conduct our survey. So our current focus is, of course, this particular site, Tiko, Cameroon, and the orphanage there supports, 53 students full-time. There are also a number of students that are away at what they call vocational schools. When those vocational schools go on break, those students return to the orphanage. So really, the orphanage supports close to 100 students. We also anticipate that where you provide water in Africa, people come to. So the demand on this facility will increase once we've provided water. So that's one element of the sustainability we're concerned with. We are, as I said earlier, going this summer to conduct a site assessment composed of three parts: a physical survey, community health survey, and a stakeholder survey. Fundraising, of course. This is a lot of what we're learning about here are things that are not addressed in our coursework. And that part has been the most interesting and most rewarding to, I think, everybody in the group. We're learning how to talk to groups, learning how to set up meetings and communicate. These are things that are very valuable in any endeavor, and including fundraising. You've got to have money in order to get anything done, and that's a big part of why we're here today. We have been very successful this summer raising money for this trip, which has been a tremendous encouragement after a couple years of not being very successful. It's a real art to get your message across. So we are on a roll, but we need to keep the momentum up. Here's some photos of the orphanage itself. Peter, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. I've tried so many times and failed. Traveled from Douala to Tiko and spent 3 days there with the children. Took a number of these photos for us. 10 to 12 staff members are all there are to support these 53 full-time students at 100 at peak seasons. So this is the location of Tiko in Cameroon, inside the hook of the western part of Africa. You'll see in the top photo their current latrine facilities, and below that, the creek where they draw their water. The pit toilet is bad for health. There's a number of students that are sick every week. We said 6 children per week are suffering from, the symptoms are very indicative of waterborne illness. The water has to be carried 1.5 kilometers from the community tap or further from the creek pictured. And then once they get it back to the orphanage, they have an open kitchen with a cement floor that they cook on. I think you all can see the need for improvement there. These are more photos. The kitchen is in the upper right. It's a slab building on a cement slab, and they cook on the floor there. And the next photo. Okay, so these are where they live. Housing facilities on the left, the living areas on the upper right, and they have one vehicle to move all of these children around in. I think they have to make a number of trips every day to and from the school. So, this is going to talk a little bit about our actual project phases. The first phase is going to be to conduct the survey this summer, which, this will be the third time I've mentioned it, but a physical survey with the geographical information, the water sources, their quality, and the depth of the water table. We need to look at the current system for waste, that's latrines and also gray water. We need to get price estimates for local supplies, labor, and transported materials to the site. We also need to find out what the health in the community is like at this point, so we can target exactly what needs improvement and then measure the improvement that we've made. And then we need to make a stakeholder survey. It's a sense of ownership that's required by the people who receive these investments. Otherwise, they're guaranteed to fail. That is the experience that's been relayed to me time and time again from people that have done humanitarian work, notably Arvin Fukan, your friend, who's been in this business quite a while. In 1 year, we're going to return to the site with a design plan that we will develop over the winter. And we will build this system with the help of local labor. And this is going to be a project that will extend on in perpetuity. We will be returning and conducting maintenance and also observing the success and failure of this project. That's a sort of a departure from a lot of engineering work. Unfortunately, a lot of engineering work is one-off work where you don't get a lot of feedback on the quality of your product. And so what we wanted to introduce here was the opportunity to find improvement potential within a project as opposed to doing it, saying was it good or bad. The question really is how to make it better in every case. So this is what we estimate it's going to cost to conduct this first trip of a survey in August. It comes to a grand total of just short of $10,000. We have raised about $6,000 in the past month, and we need to raise about four more. We're hoping that your organization will consider supporting this effort, and it would be very important to us as students. It would be very important to the orphans who we would be bringing the advantage to. And I also think that this could be a way for you to break into what your number two goal is. We'd like to return after this summer and give you a presentation on what we saw and what opportunities we see for both our group and Rotary and opportunities to work together more in the future. I want to talk, I suppose, just a minute about some of the ideas and skills that, as students, we're hoping to return with, which include leadership skills, communication, engineering design, of course, project management, logistics, project research and development, the experience with construction and sustainable design, and very importantly, cultural awareness. Well, we hope you're going to put your votes behind making contributions to us as a chapter. And I think that's about all I really need to say about this. But thank you very much for your time. And we will be back after the trip to show you more. Are there any questions?
Any questions, yes.
Yes.
I listened to Doctors Without Borders when they were here a few months ago. And when they were talking about their recruitment placement project, one of the things they stressed was doing volunteer work in your own neighborhood, in other words, in rural and underserved areas. Do you ever get the opportunity to work, for example, in the villages?
Right. Well, I work for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, which I'm not here to speak on their behalf, but I am certainly aware of the need throughout the state and that we have a number of disadvantaged communities here. One problem that we run into is in order to operate in the United States, any plans will need to be stamped by a professional engineer who's licensed with the state. As students, we don't have that. Working internationally gives us the opportunity to do engineering work prior to being licensed and registered engineers. However, that doesn't mean that we don't intend or hope to work here in Alaska. We certainly do. What we did was we had a fairly small student group, and we came to a point where we were like, well, gosh, we'd like to do a project here in Alaska, but we'd also like to gain experience internationally. Given some of the limitations we were up against, we had to choose one. And that's why we've gone with a project in Africa. Are there any other? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I provided the writing check for a project with CWD USA, and I think it was a little bit more than that.
We have specific, maybe Sean would bring you, we have, that's a complicated question. But we do have it all written down very specifically. If anybody else is interested, flag down Sean. He would be more than happy to show you exactly how to make it work.
Have you been to Foley, who's our international service chair? College age, Rotary group, and also matching projects for doing overseas projects.
I think probably we ought to talk.
Is that all?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley, very much, and good luck, and for giving us your time today. Here's some music for listening for this throughout the summer. Diane, do we have a drawing? And Paul, do we still have the 2-for-1 sale on the foundation? Good. See Janine afterwards if you'd like to get a 2-for-1 on your Paul Harris.
Yes. And the program committee will meet back at this table right after the meeting just for a few minutes. Thank you. And we cannot let the day go by without singing. Suzanne, do you have any songs you want to share? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Here in Alaska, we're not thinking about snow yet. All righty. Would you choose one of those blue tickets, stir them up really good, and if you don't have money in the pot today, you'll be sorry, because it's $50. There we go. And the last three numbers are 438. Holy cow. All right, this lady intends to go home with $50 more in her pocket. Now, you don't have your list, do you? Okay. Now, just a minute. I'm gonna give you the mic. And I'm going to push this button. You have 10 seconds. Go.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Oh, my, what a wonderful day.
$50, you ought to have to sing the second stanza.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Okay, the first 16 people to rush up here can get to go here. Famous people like Rudy Giuliani, Robert Schuller, Bart Simpson, Steve Forbes. Some people are awake. We have 16 more of these tickets you can come up and get afterwards. Don't forget to get raffle tickets from Kevin, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Are you guys going here?
I can't believe that. You can actually buy tickets in the newspaper for $4.90 or at the door for $2.90. I think somebody else has to be coming.
Yeah.
The game is big hitters, so. Your daughter's home, you want to take some more then? You like one?
You're too busy.
Which would you like one? So are we having a look? Yeah, I'll be able to take a
look. No, I don't want to.
Who's the June captain?
I don't know. You really, really want to know?
Well, it's been a June team, but no one's...
A big
no one's had any news about me in a June team.
Probably.